people are still coming here as a getaway from city life. Some are retirees with new lakeside homes. Others are here for a short vacation or fishing trip.
And that's no surprise. We live in a beautiful place that's easy to get to. But those of us who live in Warren County long term have a more complicated relationship to the land. And for Black residents in particular, the land figures into a centuries-long history of exploitation.
Warren County was one of the wealthiest counties in the state. There were racehorses here. There were hotels and wellness retreats. A lot of it was built on the back of slavery. So some of these big plantation homes, some of our forefathers and mothers did a lot to structure these buildings.
The displacement of Native people, plantation-based slave agriculture, and sharecropping by freed Blacks all underscore a history of inequality. Poor and minority groups might have lived and worked directly off the land, but they lacked access to its fruits or power over its management.
So in 1978, when the state chose Warren County as the place to dump toxic soil, a lot of people recognized a familiar pattern.
Something else to add to the ongoing minority struggle to own, protect, and benefit from local lands. For Black residents, it was the threat of a new form of marginalization.
On the other hand, for white newcomers Deborah and Ken Ferruccio, it was a total shock. They wanted to live off the land, and Warren County seemed like a great place to do that.
We saw people who lived and sustained themselves in this county in ways that we thought were amazing. And so we thought, well, we can go to Warren County. We have some friends. We can grow food. We can be warm. And so we came for all those reasons.
The Ferruccios found a small cabin in the town of Afton and settled in. But it didn't take long for toxic politics to interrupt their paradise.
What happened next to the Ferruccios and their neighbors in Warren County was driven by commercial and government actors over in Raleigh, the state capital. A private company dumped its waste PCBs along rural road signs, and the state had to figure out how to clean it up and where to put all that contaminated soil.
For decades, PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyl, had been a staple element of American energy production and distribution. It was a miracle chemical for keeping electrical systems cool. But by the late 70s, we were learning about the darker side of PCBs.
Dust to dust, ashes to ashes. Most things decompose. But 20th century technology has granted PCBs the gift of eternal life.
Eternal life was a problem. PCBs just wouldn't go away. And they weren't safe.
That stability, which was carefully worked into the material, was also...
This audio is from a film called The Life Revolution, Sowing the Seeds of Disaster,